Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A proposal for Chicago public schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union. CTU Jesse Sharkey explains why they're holdout after taking a lot of federal money to keep the schools open.
The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue.
Mental health experts say schools being closed is harming our children. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky will be questioned on Capitol Hill today. The White House's broken promise of shutting down the virus and its policy of prioritizing COVID directives to non-whites in America should be topics of conversation. Former Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on Fox News.
There is clear data out there that shows that race is an independent risk factor for dying from COVID. I don't approve of how they did it. We shouldn't be using race as an independent factor to decide who gets treatment.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the Biden administration is being called out for not being prepared to conduct COVID testing this winter, the president told Americans to search Google to find a testing center near you, and that reimbursements for the costs would be coming from the federal government. But now that, too, has some twists.
Starting Saturday, private health insurers will be required to cover up to 8 home COVID-19 tests per month for those on their plans. The Biden administration announced the change Monday as it looks to lower costs and make testing for the virus more convenient. Only tests purchased on or after January 15th will be required to be reimbursed. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
A snowy owl with bright yellow eyes is playing tourist in the nation's capital. The football-sized bird is a rare visitor from the Arctic, far from its breeding grounds in Canada. The snowy owl was first seen on January 3rd. That's the day a winter storm dumped about 8 inches of snow in the D.C. region. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Cleanup crews cleared debris Monday from the high-rise Bronx apartment building where choking smoke from an accidental blaze a day earlier killed 17 people, including 8 children. Authorities had said the death toll was 19, but Mayor Eric Adams, calling the tragedy at the Twin Parks Northwest Complex an evolving crisis, updated the numbers at a news conference Monday.
We are going to continue to remain vigilant to address this just horrific tragedy that we're facing. The ME modified the numbers of those who lost lives. We have 17 lost, 9 are adults and 8 are children. This is really an evolving crisis. And so as it evolves and as we get new information, we're going to share it with you as well so you can let the public know what we're going through. We said this yesterday and we will continue to say this is an unspeakable tragedy. Early this morning, I was joined with the chancellor. We visited every school in the area where the children, our young scholars, lost their lives. We sat down with the principal and the teachers and just wanted to have a private moment to let them know that we are here to support them as they go through this tragedy.
Several survivors remain in critical condition. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop, hey, what's that sound?
Hey, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. Hey, you imagine you're living life large. It's all going good. It's going great for you in college. You're a high-flying Ivy League grad, sports media executive. You have the golden touch. I mean, Midas is all on your side, and you can do nothing wrong until all of a sudden everything starts to go wrong. You lose your job. You fall into serious debt after 9/11. You learn painful lessons during your recovery, and even more when you work inside a debt relief industry. But look, at God always intends and works toward redemption. So what we may think that we're losing here in the here and now in a temporal perspective, it is nothing compared to the eternal. And John Nicholas's story is typical, and I would say typical, of most people who understand there is a God who loves them and cares for them and has not given up for them, and he has promised to be our provider, and he does this time and again. John Nicholas, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, good morning, Bill. It's so nice to speak with you and hear that introduction is profound.
Well, you know, we've all been there, John. You live a little bit of life, and it's like I tell my kids all the time, experience defines preference. I mean, we're going through a lot of experience in our country, our everyday lives, and it's, okay, what are you going to do about it? And you have an option, and I've learned, as you have, is that, you know, I go to the one that I can trust, that I've always been able to trust 100%, and that is God himself, and say, okay, God, this has happened. You know, no surprise for you. You know, what next? And when I look back on my past, John, I see time and again, maybe not in my timing and the way I'd like it to be, but God's always been there, you know, time and again for us. It's amazing. I mean, I'll share with you one story. We were going in, I was, you know, an executive. I had my own media company. We were doing great. We were heavily involved in the furniture industry. And about a year earlier, we had all these economists coming in saying, look, there's too many furniture stores here. There's bankruptcies on the horizon. And, you know, and that kind of got my attention. And next thing I know, within 18 months, our company got hit with 8 Chapter 11s and 3 Chapter 7s from our clients. The last one was especially painful because the client bounced a $42,000 check 2 weeks before Christmas. And I have to tell my staff, I go, you know, we're done, you know, and I already had my accountant saying, Bill, you need to file, you need to get out. And I said, I believe I need to hang in there. And so I ended up cashing in all my 401ks and everything, you know, to make sure people at least had Christmas money, that they had their final paycheck, so to speak, and got through. And, And after it was all said and done, I'm going, you know, and I got two small kids at the time, 2 weeks away from Christmas. And I was playing, you know, racquetball at the time. I was a sponsored player with Prokenix. And I cashed in, you know, some equipment so that I could buy my kids, you know, bicycles over that Christmas of 1993. And it was absolutely amazing, that, you know, what we went through as a family. And then getting on the other side and witnessing God's provision and how he came through for us. Because, you know, here you go from making, you know, solid six-figure income to bupkis. I mean, absolutely bupkis, you know.
Well,
God was there for us.
Amen. I mean, you know, provision comes in amazing ways and in ways you don't quite expect, for sure. But yeah, your Christmas story, you know, I've got a comparable one, which only by the grace of God. And you're right. You know, all things do work together for good, ultimately, for those of us, you know, who are called for a purpose. And it doesn't feel good. And I joke, I say, hey, you know, I didn't become a debt expert, you know, voluntarily. You know, I didn't grow up as a kid, you know, with a hand in the air saying to the teacher, oh, yeah, I want to grow up to be a debt expert or a debt coach or anything like that. Nobody does. Mm. But based on life experience, you find out what you can do to help the most number of people and give it a go, right?
And what happened for you, John? I mean, you go through this. I mean, your family, your life is turned upside down, and you find yourself, you know, forced, as you said. You didn't voluntarily go into this. I mean, you were compelled to deal with, you know, the debt relief industry. But out of this, God redeemed it in a way that you didn't, you know, going into it, you didn't even consider, did you?
No, not at all. I mean, you know, when you're doing meetings all over the country with Fortune 500, you know, sports media clients and sponsors and partners, you're living large and everything's good. But after 9/11, it froze our markets right after we had sold our company to a public firm, and they needed results. We couldn't get them in time, and they cut costs, you know, starting with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I tell a little bit about my story in the book and also in my, you know, free video course, which I've you know, recently posted to kind of help people, you know, go through the steps, the simple process of what I've, you know, tried to put together to help folks. But, you know, I don't like to dwell too much on the downward spiral because so many people are already there, and it's a real question of what steps can get us moving in the right direction quickly and successfully, you know.
Right.
So there's victory happening as quickly as possible, and there's light and there's hope and there's direction. I talk about, you know, mindset, spirit, and vision. And, you know, mm-hmm. without vision, people perish. And when you're struggling financially, it's tough. You have a kind of a defeatist mindset, and it's very easy to lack vision and really kind of have a poverty spirit, you know,
exactly.
About you.
Yeah, and this is why your self-talk is so important, John. You know this from sports. I mean, you were an NFL football player. You've gone through the whole gauntlet of, you know, to the NFL and that. And even in your business world, is that you appreciate that, you know, like what Zig Ziglar used to call that stinking thinking. You know, you start listening to that stinking thinking, and it has an effect on your compass. So you've got to watch with the words that you speak. Words matter, don't they?
Absolutely. In fact, you know, it's so funny, Bill. The words always and never are two that I target when talking about your spirit, because, you know, those are words of judgment, and oftentimes we use them against ourselves or people close to us or just our circumstances. So I caution people. I say, if you find yourself saying, I'm always in debt, or I never have enough money, or I'm never going to get ahead, or those are just curses.
And, yes.
You know, the power of life and death are in our tongue, and just like James wrote, you know, it's like a big rudder that steers our life, like a ship.
Exactly.
And so we do have to be careful about our language.
Without a doubt.
Turn ourselves towards the recovery.
John, we got to go to break. We've got more from John Nicholas after this. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent. We are Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. John Nicholas continues with us. John's had an incredible background. I mean, hey, life was good. You know, everything's going his way. Star athlete, goes on to the NFL. I mean, before that, as they say, a high-flying Ivy League grad, a sports media executive, all going good. until it stopped being good. And he fell into serious debt after 9/11, learned painful lessons during his recovery even more when he worked inside the debt relief industry. John, when you were, you found yourself, I mean, of all places, you're probably going, what the heck? I mean, I'm in media, I'm doing all this, and now I'm in the debt relief industry. I mean, how did you get associated? Of all roads that you could have traveled, why the debt relief industry?
I didn't go there directly, Bill. I actually worked with friends to build a very, very successful real estate company in Dallas, Texas, in the surrounding area. And so that got me on a whole different track, where I, as a real estate broker, working with investors and builders, and just the whole world that entailed, learned an awful lot more than just my own personal experience. Then after having enough, 15 years of real estate, I just decided I was interested in the debt relief field. I wanted to help people. I wasn't so much looking out for myself so much anymore. I just wanted to maybe give back a little bit because I had recovered and found some different ways to do it. But in the debt relief industry, that's the only reason I wrote a book or am here offering, some different resources and things for folks, is because the industry is dysfunctional. It is failing to give people really what they need.
And this is all cited in your new book, Debt Free ASAP, which is an Amazon number one new release in multiple categories. So, okay, break that down for us. What is wrong with the industry, and what do people who want to become debt free ASAP, and that may not even be part of their comprehension to think, oh, I could be debt free, that quick. Because they probably say to you and I, Bill, John, you don't know how much money I owe, right?
Yeah. Well, I've talked with literally over 1,000 people from every background and situation across the country, and oftentimes I would say 80% do not know where they stand. Some know to the penny. Most are overwhelmed, discouraged, in denial, hoping to worry about it later, any number of things. And consequently, they don't know really where they're at. So that's job one. Step one, key one, is assess your situation properly. And I help people do that with just some simple forms to get, your basic debt load clarified, your monthly income and expense, and get an idea even of your net worth just to see if you have any assets you could maybe liquidate or leverage to get rid of debt. But anyway, the point is, got to know where you're at, because most folks don't really know. And if they guess, they're usually wrong. And so that's job number one. Find out where you're at. Number two is review your options. Most people don't know what their options are, anything ranging from just kind of, the pay your lowest balances first on your own kind of, old school approach versus consolidation, hardship programs, getting family help, settlements, bankruptcies. There's a whole range that everyone should know, at least some basic information about how those work. See what might suit them best, and because everyone's situation is unique. And so cookie cutter programs, expert opinions, I don't put much stock in those. It really depends on each unique situation and customizing the right solution for each, each situation. Make sense?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, as you say, you got to first know your options, and then you start to create a plan. And as you say, just doing that, boy, can turn your perspective around. And you're saying, based on the testimonies you've had from other people, that this can happen a lot faster than you think in terms of, your perspective and having some sense of relief within 48 hours. I mean, because debt is heavy. And the responsibility of it, that's why people, oftentimes just stick their head in the sand. They don't want to know. They just know it's bad. It's go, why should I need to know about it? Well, you need to know about it. You're going to get out of the condition, right?
Bill, see, it's so true. And it's so easy. I can't tell you how much discouragement there is out there. You probably know because I've heard you speak, and I've read your information and know, I think, where you're at. But my goodness, it's almost like hearing the groans of the Israelites in captivity.
Yes.
I mean, there's a lot of pain, because I've had conversations where people are breaking down and bawling their eyes out.
Yeah.
Because they're just so ashamed of being in debt. Well, I tell people, I say, you know what? Most significant debt isn't because you're a horrible person or a terrible, you know, spendaholic or anything like that. There are seven very common causes of significant debt that range from low retirement income to job loss or business failure to divorce or separation to illness, disability, I won't go off on tangents here, but bottom line is there's a lot of very understandable reasons people fall into debt. And usually it's not just because they're sitting around ordering things on Amazon all day.
Exactly.
That's very rare.
No doubt, John, that this pandemic has really put people in a tailspin. Not everyone was able to take, you know, advantage of all the government handouts. And even at that, we've been warning people that if you're relying on those and you've taken yourself off the playing field, then, boy, there's a price to be paid here. Because, our brains are muscles that need to be exercised. I mean, the whole issue, we were talking earlier with Jeff Kemp, who you may know, and Jeff, the former NFL QB himself, and we're talking about how isolation has led to loneliness and increased numbers of suicide, and because people are just dealing with the heaviness of this pandemic and the fear factor that our government seems to be promoting. It's totally irrational, and the damage, the brain damage it's doing on the people, it breaks my heart, and I know, and you know this as well, John, that it breaks God's heart, because this is not, you know, some of this stuff is circumstantial, but some of it is being done by, you know, people that He's allowed to be in elected office, and we have gone along with this as well. And there's a grander lesson to learn from all this. But we've got to get our brains back, and we've got to become rational again, because this this fear factor that is driving our lives is unsustainable, and it's going to cripple us, for many years to come here.
Right. Well, I think a minute ago you mentioned about kind of the mindset and even the spirit of people in terms of recovery. And
yes.
I really dial into not just the nuts and bolts of, debt load and monthly, income and expenses and things like that, that kind of give you a clear view of where you're at. I also talk to people about their mindset, because if you can flip your mindset from, you're defeated, you're in debt, to now you're recovering.
Yes.
You are going to conquer your debt. You are being proactive. You're taking small steps. You're following a plan. That will turn your countenance upside down or right side up.
Yes.
And then your spirit, if you stop saying, oh, I'm always in debt or I'm never going to get ahead, and you start speaking life to your situation, as we know we can with the power of the Holy Spirit and the faith in God.
We got 20 seconds left, John. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I would say mindset, spirit, and vision. You can cultivate those, and I outline those in the book, Debt Free ASAP, as well as in the free video course I told you about.
Yes.
If you want to share that.
Well, we're all out of time. John Nicholas, thank you, buddy.
Too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years.
years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A proposal for Chicago public schools to resume in-person classes Wednesday has been approved by the Chicago Teachers Union. CTU Jesse Sharkey explains why they're holdout after taking a lot of federal money to keep the schools open.
The issue here is the question of how we're dealing with the pandemic. The pandemic is the issue.
Mental health experts say schools being closed is harming our children. Dr. Fauci and Dr. Walensky will be questioned on Capitol Hill today. The White House's broken promise of shutting down the virus and its policy of prioritizing COVID directives to non-whites in America should be topics of conversation. Former Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on Fox News.
There is clear data out there that shows that race is an independent risk factor for dying from COVID. I don't approve of how they did it. We shouldn't be using race as an independent factor to decide who gets treatment.
USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You know, every year, millions of Americans set resolutions and fitness goals to kick off the new year. However, with the pandemic this past year, it's been difficult to stay in shape. The future of fitness is omnichannel. This is Lifetime's idea. They've adapted to have in-person and digital programs, making those fitness goals convenient to keep. And as we enter 2022, Lifetime is encouraging people to choose one positive action instead of making New Year's resolutions. And here to tell us more about it is Amber McMillan. She's the Vice President of Digital Training and Lifetime Weight Loss. Amber, good to have you with us. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, I like the idea that we choose one thing, because I think it's easy as we go into the new year, we get all these resolutions, and we're almost buried in resolutions, and you can kind of get lost and confused by what's most important. And this idea of focusing on one resolution, I think that's a good start.
Absolutely. I think all of us know we have too many priorities and we're trying to accomplish too much at once. We don't get anything accomplished. So focus is important, and really trying to narrow in on what that top priority is for the person, and writing it down and making it something that they're really able to commit to. And that's really important.
Well, Amber, fitness has been a passion of yours most of your life. I mean, you've been a certified personal trainer in Michigan. You've been involved with Time Life and several experiences here, this latest. So with your background and passion for health and fitness, what trends are you seeing gaining in popularity over this past year?
Yeah, great question. So really there's two top trends, I think, that we're seeing really surge. And the first one is, you mentioned it, obviously, hybrid or omni-channel wellness and fitness. And, you know, it's really kind of always been there, this idea of at-home workout and or joining a club. Right now, the focus is on the and. So how do we make, you know, especially at Lifetime, the opportunity for a member to have as much of an amazing digital experience virtually? And that concept is taking a lot of what we do in our clubs and creating a digital experience. So think about your favorite class that you might love at Lifetime, and now the opportunity to stream that on your phone in real time, right from the facility at your home. So if you have a sick kid or you're traveling, and even without, you know, the effect of the pandemic and being sick and obviously needing to stay home, this is an ongoing opportunity for flexibility and convenience. So the opportunity now is this hybrid where we can have experiences and opportunities to connect. Whether you're connecting with a trainer in your class or just having programs to follow, you can do that at home or physically.
How about some key tips on how people can create flexible and sustainable fitness goals this year?
Yes, I think that definitely the first one is to establish a big goal. I always say, you know, what is the vision? What's the big goal that you're really trying to achieve, say, over the next year? And then the most important thing is to break it down. We think of starting lines and finish lines. So if you break down your day, your week, your month into kind of these starting lines and finish lines, what do I want to accomplish this week? Because truly, to change, you know, your health and wellness, and yeah, while most are going to set a weight goal, it really is about all the habits. So the weight is the output. All the habits that you change are really the input. So how do you track against all of those healthier habits that you know you need to change in order to get to that ultimate goal?
Amber McMillan, great advice here. Amber is the Vice President of Digital Training and Lifetime Weight Loss. Amber, where can they go for more information?
You can visit lifetime.life, or you can download the Lifetime app on the Apple App Store.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
You know, while the COVID-19 pandemic has impacted all of us and caused many to become more socially isolated, perhaps no group has faced the consequences of the home stay orders more than older adults. The effects of social isolation can be particularly detrimental to older adults and may even have lasting consequences on their physical, cognitive, and mental health. Social isolation has serious negative impacts on seniors' health, almost as bad as smoking or being overweight. With us right now to talk more about it is the Chief of Geriatrics at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Lee Lindquist. Dr. Lindquist, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we know that with many families having gathered over the holidays, and it's been a while since they may have seen, you know, their parents or grandparents, and may have noticed some decline, some cognitive decline or physical concerns with their aging parents. And so January and February are often some of the busiest months in geriatric practices when families make appointments for older loved ones who have noticed that these changes are occurring. And we appreciate you coming here to talk about it, to explain what we should be on the lookout for.
Yeah, and absolutely. At Northwestern Medicine, our geriatrics clinics are usually getting very filled up January, February, primarily because people visit their loved ones or they talk more to their loved ones over the holidays and they see this slipping. What we're most worried about are when people have problems with executive function, meaning, you know, remembering to take the medicines, their pills, remembering, you know, certain events on a calendar, planning for, you know, spending, finances. All of these things take a lot of skills and parts of your memory. We're also worried about recent memory. So what did you have for breakfast? What did you have for dinner? What did you do this Tuesday? And so it's those that we're the most worried about, as opposed to things that are a long time ago. You know, if you can remember who your college roommate was, you know, back in the 1950s or 60s, that's fantastic. But that's one of the last things to go. So the delayed recall issues are not the most prominent as, you know, a sign of Alzheimer's disease. So if you have a senior who says, I can remember things way back when, it's not a part of Alzheimer's. What we worry about, too, is with social isolation, that's been a whole nother level of cognitive issues because we know that social isolation makes cognition worse. People get more depressed. They're withdrawn. And so the tips that we usually tell people are to try to be you know, more socially stimulating of your older adults, give them a call. And that's one of the best things for a New Year's resolution is to be more involved in your senior's life. And if you're a senior, be more involved in your friend's life. Give them a call every day. Give your grandchildren a call. Give your children a call. Check and see how they're doing. Because even just a few minutes of stimulation will go a long way with your brain.
Yeah, it's like going to the gym, but going to the phone and talking to your friends and neighbors like that. And like you said, we can't allow our brains to go dormant on us because that only exacerbates the problem, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you brought up another tip that we always tell people is to exercise. So besides social stimulation, exercise is so important to successful aging, to keeping your memory, and to avoiding Alzheimer's. So going out for a walk, going, you know, jumping on a stationary bicycle, and even, you know, having other people, you know, have Fitbits or Garmin watches so you can check and see how people are doing. I always tell people that was a great Christmas present, is to get your senior a watch that tells them to get up and keep moving, and that you can send them little happy thoughts, you know, or, you know, fireworks that they're doing a great job on their phone or on their wristwatch.
Yeah, we have the technology available, and you're exactly right, Dr. Lindquist. It is really pretty easy once you get it, you know, you get it programmed and you're used to doing it. And so you've given us some great tips here. Where can people go for more information?
Yeah, thank you so much. So for more tips or for more information, feel free to go to nm.org/geriatrics. That's northwesternmedicine.org/geriatrics. So nm.org.
She's the chief of geriatrics at Northwestern Medicine, Dr. Lee Lindquist. Dr. Lindquist, thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got the Crown Financial Ministries CEO, Chuck Bentley, the one and only, with us to talk about the vax mandate and how it could be affecting your finances. Chuck, good to have you back with us. How you been?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's always good to be with you. You're the actual one and only, not me.
That's too kind of you, really. But I'll tell you, your legacy is well-deserved. And whenever I get around your brilliance, I'm blessed. And I know our audience will be as well, because we're talking about some practical issues here. I mean, there's a lot of pain here in River City. You know, I'm amazed that we had something like over 4 million people leave their jobs voluntarily in this past month. And you go, wait a minute, we're at a time, gas prices, you know, going up, inflation is going up, and 4 million people leave the job and go, where are they going? How are they going to afford, you know, a Thanksgiving dinner that was supposed to, you know, according to the president, cost us 16 cents less? I think that 16 cents has left the building a long time ago, because we know reality. But, you know, these things are real, and the effect of these vax mandates that are having on everyday citizens, Chuck, there's a lot of pain here.
Well, that number of people leaving the workforce, I actually drilled down on that, Bill, and studied a little closer. Part of it is the largest exit of females in the workplace since the 60s.
Wow.
Women are going back home largely due to complexities created by COVID. It has just been too difficult for them to maintain a job and childcare, and with all of the challenges and the fact that they felt like they weren't making much headway, many females decided no more. They're just going to stay home. And then secondly, seniors decided they were close to retirement. Maybe they were boomers like me, and they said, you know, this is a good time to exit. So Goldman Sachs said they don't think that about 60% of those people will ever come back to the workforce. So this labor shortage is going to go on for a while. And it seems like because of that, it's a really bad time to add to the misery by this vaccine mandate, where now you're seeing people who are standing up for their conscience on the decision that they believe they should have the liberty to make, losing their jobs. I'm having people contact me who are federal contractors, some airline pilots, people in the military, And then if you're in a private industry that employs more than 100 people, you're subject to this mandate. And they're really struggling with what to do next. And I've been trying to give them wise financial counsel.
Chuck, at the base of all this, it's so disheartening that they're using, I say they're, these forces, and I would say even demonic forces that are pitting us against one another over this vaccine, when there's so many questions still that really, by definition, the experts tell me, really isn't a true vaccine by definition. It's, you know, typical of what oppressive governments will do, and that is they will rewrite the definition of words and purposes and lead us down the yellow brick road of deception. And this is also problematic in this war on this pandemic, is that we've been so deceived.
Well, the enemy's trying to divide us on every issue today. And many people are falling for this we versus they construct. It's sort of a tribalistic view of the world as opposed to seeing one another as people created in God's image. I know people on both sides of this issue who are very bright, godly people. Some have chosen to be vaccinated, and we shouldn't throw eggs at them for that decision that they had the freedom to make. Nor should we throw people under the bus and cancel them because they've made a different decision according to their conscience. And I think that especially in the body of Christ, we should stop judging one another over this issue and talk and understand. There is evidence to support that there the cases where the vaccine seems to be helpful and cases where it doesn't seem to be helpful. And I'm not an expert on the science or the medicine behind it, but I am an expert on helping people with the financial ramifications of this mandate. That's what people have been writing me about, Bill.
Exactly. So how do we prepare, Chuck, to possibly lose our job in light of COVID? What should we be doing?
Well, I think the first line of defense is to appeal to your employer to ask them to work remotely. The mandate says that companies should make reasonable accommodations for any employee who objects to the vaccine. So working remotely in today's world should be a good option, or to agree to get tested weekly. Now, that's an onerous obligation that you would submit yourself to, but it may be a way to protect your job. And I always ask people if they've taken those two steps, and certainly if they have and there has not been a reasonable accommodation, then possibly they're being wrongly terminated. And then, of course, people are trying to seek a religious exemption. Some cases that is not working very well. I've had a number of people show me the letters they've written that have just been rejected outright. And I think there's other more successful options, and that's to appeal to your employer on the basis of voluntary consent, the freedom of choice that God gave us the right to have a freedom to make a decision to determine the outcome of our own health. Yes. And there are people that have been successful appealing to their employer on this basis.
And the thing is that the testing that they have available now, Chuck, I think it's like for $23, you can get it at CVS or Walgreens, and that gives you two tests per package. And so, you know, it's not impossible if that's one of the considerations that will give your employer some peace of mind. Again, you know, the employer doesn't want to lose you either. I mean, you're an asset. And what's happening with some people is they're moving out of companies that want to force the mandate. But I believe it's at the expense of some quality people. And the cream always rises. In my experience, Chuck, it always finds a place to land and will do very well. And, you know, as I often tell people, I've become a but God Christian. And people go, but God, what do you mean? And I say, well, whenever, you know, travail happens and it seems like there's no out, you always have but God. But God comes in and finds a better way and shows us a better way in this process. So, you know, we will remain hopeful and trust the hand of God that COVID is not surprising God. God knows what's going on, and we need to be open, you know, for the possibilities of God's hand and in movement in our lives, maybe for a better opportunity. Because, you know, as you mentioned, you know, it's such a large number, and I had not heard that number before of women being a big part of that 4 million plus people leaving. You know, women are so creative. I mean, and in this gig economy that we have available, watch a surprising amount of new businesses that come out as a result of women working from their homes.
Oh, I think that's a great insight, Bill. And I totally agree with you that He is Jehovah Jireh. He is our provider. Mm-hmm. The government is not our provider. Federal contractors are not our provider. And airlines are not our provider. God is our provider. And I've counseled with some of these couples who are just really suffering because they feel rejected. They feel like they somehow failed their family for standing up for their own decision on conscience, whether or not to be vaccinated. And yet I've also seen God provide. And as you pointed out, this is an opportunity to trust God. This is when His principles come into play, because that's when they're needed most, when something is really on the line. And I have seen God provide for people to actually lead them to something better than what they're being terminated from.
Well, God says He's looking for people of faith. And this is a time for us, you know, for our faith to be tested. And I can appreciate it, because when you're in the squeeze and it's you and God and you're at the end, you know, the last part of the branch on that tree and it's bending, we've all been there. And we all have testimonies of what happens and how God delivers us. And maybe we just need to be reminded that He's been there, just as you said, as Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides, that He's been there time and time again. And I got to tell you, Chuck, I'm hearing some great stories like this, just like what you just shared with us. And I think more yet to come as we exercise our faith, because we're told it is our faith that pleases God, isn't it?
No doubt about that. And I like to say, a pastor friend of mine once said that everybody wants to experience a miracle. They want to feel the supernatural power of God move in their lives. They just don't want to be in a position to need a miracle. And so what happens to us in this situation is we need God, and we need His faithfulness. And no matter what happens in your employment, you're never separated from the faithfulness of God. He guides us through storms. He takes care of our needs. He understands them better than our employer does. And I've actually seen the testing of faith bond families together. They become closer as they recognize that they're in desperate need of God and His provision. And it's really been a beautiful thing to walk through with some of these families.
I'll tell you, I love this time of year. It's a time of thankfulness and gratitude that leads us into the perfect gift that God gave us over 2,000 years ago to secure and seal our redemption and salvation. And there's so much to be thankful for. Well, Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries, your blog, where can they go to get more information, Chuck?
Crown.org, Ask Chuck. I wrote an article called I May Lose My Job Over the Vax Mandate. People can find my advice there and many other articles that I write each week.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads. Every day.